From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The suspect in the New York City bombing that wounded 29 people is in the hospital recovering from bullet wounds after a shootout with police who were wounded. President Barack Obama spoke about the police stopping the suspect.
We're also focused on the stabbing attack at the shopping mall in Minnesota. At this point, we see no connection between that incident and what happened here in New York and New Jersey.
Prosecutors are charging 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami with 5 counts of attempted murder stemming from the shootout that wounded 2 officers. Rahami's alleged motive for the bombing is unknown. The FBI also wants to question Rahami about another bombing Saturday in Seaside Park, New Jersey, south of New York, forcing cancellation of a charity road race. No one was hurt there. Although Rahami is off the streets, New York remains on high alert, with hundreds of officers on hand for the UN General Assembly. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 17 people, including policemen, have died during protests calling for President Joseph Kabila to step down. The violence began Monday as police prevented protesters from gathering in the capital, Kinshasa. The opposition accuses President Kabila, of trying to extend his time in office unconstitutionally by delaying elections. Supporters of the president deny this. The opposition accused President Kabila of trying to extend his time, Monday marking the day that Congo's electoral process should have kicked off ahead of the November polls. But the Electoral Commission now says the polls should be delayed until next year to give it more time to compile a new voter list. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high